thank you for tuning into the Model Connection Podcast. I am your host, Eric Harrell. Please like, follow, and subscribe on social media and everywhere you get your podcast. Links are in the description. With us today is a very special guest.
Hi, my name is Maddie Mayo, and I'm a professional model, and I'm super excited to be here on the Model Connection Podcast.
Okay, Maddie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It is so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm so glad tell to be me, here. You have been modeling how long now?
About half a year now, six months.
Half a year, 6 months. So yes. You are what I consider a newbie in the industry.
Yes, newbie.
You are someone that I know has got a ton of questions. How do I? What do I? When do I?
Yes, for sure.
I will try to answer all the questions that I can from a photographer's standpoint and my opinion. I cannot speak for everyone else, just my opinion. And I hope that I can have some part in leading you down the right path in modeling, okay?
Okay.
But before we do that, tell me about yourself. You have been modeling like half a year.
Yes.
How did you get started modeling?
It's all social media now. Everything's over social media. So I think they just somehow, my page popped up on their feed or something like that. So the agent messaged me and asked me to come in. So I came in and I met with her, and then we signed from there and went from there.
And you are already signed with a model agency?
Yes, sir.
Girl, do you know how many people would love to be signed with a model agency and you've done it in 6 months?
Well, it's technically model management.
Model management.
Yeah.
So now tell me how that process all come about.
So basically, you go in for your meeting first and make sure you know they really like you in person, because Instagram is only so much. So, and then they decide whether you're going to be signed then and there. Which is kind of scary, but
yes.
Yeah. So after that, you schedule your headshots because you need those for jobs, for people who are looking for a model, so they can send you out and get attention for you and stuff like that. So you'll take those, and you can do like 4 looks, take those pictures with their photographer and their makeup artist,
right.
And then they get those printed, and then you got those for all your jobs, and that's about the start of it.
What was your perception of modeling before you started?
I had mixed feelings about it. My mom, growing up, modeled her whole life.
Wow.
So I liked it because of that. But I think for a while, the image thing was bothering me, where it was like only skinny, tall girls can model. But now it's everybody can, because everybody should. Everybody's beautiful. So I didn't like it then, but now that it's evolving, I'm excited to like be involved with it. So.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Your perception of modeling then, as you just said, what is your perception of modeling now that you have been in it for 6 months?
Now, I'd say it's definitely a lot different. I've learned that modeling isn't just getting on a runway or taking pictures. You can get booked for commercials, movies, any type of talent thing. So that was new to me and made me like it even more that way. I noticed, you know, all shapes, sizes, all ages. So that really made me like that, because I love inclusivity, you know, with everything.
Right. Okay, with all of the different genres of modeling, what do you feel your brand of modeling, which area does it fall into?
Probably just like the photo shoot type area.
How do you classify your modeling? A commercial?
Yeah, I'd say I've done a lot of editorial, actually. So just a lot of just one-on-one collaborations with photographers have been my biggest
What are you most comfortable with now?
Definitely that one.
That one, okay.
I'm very comfortable behind the camera and posing, moving around and all that.
Okay.
I've only done one runway, so that still makes me a little nervous. So I'm not as comfortable with that, but I love it. So
is that what you would like to do eventually runway?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Local fashion shows?
Yes, that or, I mean, model for a brand, that would be amazing as well. That's a total
possibility.
Yeah.
That's a total possibility.
Sure.
So, what has your modeling taught you about yourself that you did not already know?
I think it taught me that I kind of do like myself more than I did, you know. My generation, you know, mental health is really tough and it's hard to really love yourself. So once I found my passion, I feel like this is my passion now. I felt more comfortable with myself, so I liked myself more and felt more comfortable with all of it. So
I never realized that until I started this podcast, but I've had so many models come on here and say the words mental health. What is it about mental health that's got such a stranglehold on models?
So many different reasons.
Tell me.
I mean, my biggest concern with mental health in the modeling industry, I've had an eating disorder myself, so eating is very important. A lot of people think, oh, well, I have a shoot or a runway today, so I can't eat, or I'm not going to look good today, or I'll tell my friends, hey, you should model, you're beautiful. They'll be like, no, I don't want to be put on a meal plan and people tell me what to eat. And I'm like, that is not how it works. I go to McDonald's all the time. I love my pizza too much to model. yeah. I was like, so I think it's just really important for people to know, eating is important. You need that energy to model.
You do.
You need to look your best and you need to feel your best. So eating is definitely very important.
And what else?
I'd say self-image can be a really big problem because you're constantly looking at photos of yourself that other people have taken, and you can be really hard on yourself looking at those. I usually get excited about it, but I'll see certain photos where I'm like, why did I do that? And I'm so hard on myself, but it's like, it was just probably you moving poses. It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But we can be so hard on ourselves and stuff like that. Or why am I not getting any jobs? It's a lot of confidence type things that you can get confused with. But it's sometimes it takes a while. Our photographers are busy. So there's dead periods sometimes where you can't get shoots. But they would like to shoot with you. So
yes. It's
kind of just making sure you stay with yourself and stay confident.
Our side of the camera has gotten so saturated recently with, I say, the digital age. There are more photographers now than there were back in the film days, okay?
Definitely.
Editing plays a part in it. And as with modeling, you've really got to bust your behind if you do this full time, and this is your only income, okay?
Yes.
Being a photographer, same thing, okay? That's why I'll say some of us, if not most of us, has got a 40-hour job aside from this. And we do this on the weekends or weeknights whenever we can.
Right.
Whenever we get your schedule to match
exactly,
with ours, okay?
Yeah,
so you really got to have to plan these things out.
Oh, yeah, and the makeup artist, too, if you need one as
exactly
well.
Exactly right.
So
I mean, everybody's schedules got to match.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Shoot, I'm stuck in a schedule.
Exactly right. You got to have that happen.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so as I said, you are a newbie. You've probably got a ton of questions to ask somebody. Have you had anyone that you could ask questions of, talk to before in 6 months?
Definitely. I mean, my mother, of course, because she modeled, so I get advice from her. And I have a lot of friends who are with different agencies than I am in. So
they
give me a lot of advice. I'm like, what do I wear to this? Or what do I do on the runway? what faces should I make? It's just stuff like that. And they'll help me out. So
your wardrobe comes from where?
That I'm wearing right now.
Model outfit.
For
Model shoes. Yeah.
It really depends. I've shot with people who make their own clothes.
Okay.
So they'll have the clothes there, and you're modeling, like, hand-stitched beautiful dresses. Or I will just pull it straight out of my closet and work with what I got. And if I have the money, I'll go and buy stuff that will help the shoot. Or they'll have a whole wardrobe just waiting there ready. So, I mean, it's just kind of who you're shooting with.
I will use this term known as the model's closet, Goodwill.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Every shoot, I'm like, I got to go to Goodwill. Got to find something.
It's a model's favorite store right there.
Yeah. Goodwill. I mean, for the editorial looks like you really, they don't sell that stuff in regular stores.
Exactly,
so,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. You got to go on a hunt.
I got to go on a hunt.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so you were signed with a model management?
Yes. Model management agency.
Model management agency. I mean, again, I am still amazed you got that in such a short period of time. And I know some that have tried for years and have not been able to actually accomplish what you did. How'd you do that?
I honestly don't even have a full answer for that. I mean, I was looking into getting into modeling, and I talked to this one place, but it was more of a school, and I didn't want to go to school because I already kind of knew what I was doing, and they found me on Instagram, and then just like that,
Instagram,
I started getting
social media.
Yeah, because that's where all the photographers are too. Like, I just get DMs every day. When can you shoot? When can you shoot? When can you shoot? So,
yeah,
it just happened. I either got lucky or I don't know, because I didn't even shoot my shot. I just they shot theirs and I took it.
As someone that is learning about social media, which I'm learning from day one, how do you grow your social media following? I mean, it's
very difficult.
Yes,
honestly.
Tell me, give me some pointers, okay?
So, when I post like modeling photos and stuff, my friends will repost it on their story.
Okay,
so you can just tell people you know, hey, repost this so your followers can see it too, and then maybe they'll want to follow me. Or you can share it on, like, a different platform other than what you shared it on, so it gets out there more that way. What else? I mean, just looking through even people's followers just to see who you have, like, mutually or someone you might know. Yeah, you can follow them, and they can follow you back. So I do that with photographers a lot. If I see someone shot with them, I'll follow them and gain a follower that way as well.
Okay. So your shoots that you have done so far, they've all been, shall I say, through the model management company?
I'd say about half of them have.
Okay.
It usually occurs right in the DMs, all the planning.
How do you choose which photographer that you want to work with, and what criteria do you use in judging them? Because I may need to step my game up.
Well, first I see if they've shot with models that I know first.
Okay.
So I know that they are well known, because that's pretty important, just because a lot of people are like, well, if you don't know him, and a lot of people don't know him, then that could be really sketchy, which it could be. You have to be careful with that stuff. So,
as with a model, a photographer has got to start somewhere.
Yes.
And finding the first model to work with is sometimes the hardest part because, number one, you don't have heavy references.
Right.
Number two, you probably don't have any images of any models to shoot that you have done before.
Right.
You've got pretty much nothing to show as far as your skill level.
Exactly.
It's hard sometimes to convince a model to give you the first shot, shall we say?
Yes. Yeah, if I see that there's proof that they've shot with a model from my agency or just a model I've seen before, then It's a definitely, yeah, definite yes for me. I take pretty much any job because mm-hmm. I just love doing this so much, and it's all exposure for me and the photographer. So I'll basically shoot with anybody that I haven't heard any bad things about.
I know there have been photographers that have put on group shoots.
Yes.
Shaking your head, yes.
I'm actually doing one on Sunday.
Wow, you're okay. Yes. Wow, okay. Yeah. Where at?
It's a lake, I think, in Antioch. We're doing a kind of like lake swimsuit
okay.
dress look with okay. a few of the girls from my agency. So
wow.
Yeah, fun. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Those are a great way to not only network, it's a great way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to get different styles of, from us, because I may see you in one way, and Joe B, photographer here, may see you in a totally different way.
Exactly.
Right? So you can add images from the same shoot that look totally different to your portfolio. Was your mom a big influence on you?
Definitely, yeah. Growing up, I was mama's girl, you know, you say you're either daddy's girl, mama's girl.
Yeah.
It's definitely, she was a stay-at-home mom, and okay. so she did runway and shoots first, and then became like a model manager herself,
okay.
and was like working the runways herself, so I
wow,
thought that
okay,
was pretty
great.
Cool. So, yeah.
So you did have some, a mentor,
yes.
a personal mentor to ask
yes.
questions of and
definitely,
talk to.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
You had a leg up on everybody else. That's one thing right there.
Yeah, she's helped me out a lot in many
okay,
areas.
Great. So, yeah, what do you like about modeling?
Well, I love fashion, first of all. So just being able to throw on, like, either a crazy editorial outfit or something maybe I wouldn't wear or something that I would wear that I love. Like, I just love clothing. So,
uh-huh.
like, getting to put on all these different things, and then, you know, the photographer is usually really cool, so you can kind of vibe with the photographer and have a lot of fun, and can look forward to the scenery if you're doing an outside shoot or just stuff like that. I just really enjoy being behind the camera and just moving around.
Do you ever catch yourself getting caught up in the moment if you're wearing, say, just an example, if you're wearing an evening gown?
Mm-hmm.
You caught up in this elegant look. I'm the belle of the ball. I'm this. I'm that. Do you ever get caught up in that mindset?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. I did a photo shoot with my car. I have a Mini Cooper.
Okay.
Obsessed with cars, and I got to do a really cool fit with that, and I definitely, my alter ego came out then. I was like, I'm with my really cool car, and we're at this cool car wash, and I have this cool outfit on. I was very in the moment, and I was washing my car at the same time, too, so I got caught up in that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can definitely get caught
Isn't
up
that
in the
best
yes.
time to have a photo shoot like that, where you just get caught
definitely.
Up in the moment, and you say, yeah, I'm doing this,
yes.
I'm having fun, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
And that is what we as a photographer love to capture. I keep on going back to you've only been modeling for 6 months, and you've accomplished
yeah, maybe
so much.
Less. I don't know
maybe
the exact
less.
Month. But yeah.
Wow. Where do you want your modeling to take you?
I mean, I definitely want to be on a billboard someday.
Someday,
you know?
Huh?
Yeah, someday. I mean, sooner or later. I mean, big inspirations are Bella Hadid, Kendall Jenner, a lot of runway walkers.
Uh-huh.
So I want to either just be able to, like, be part of a brand, like a high-end brand, like
uh-huh.
Marc Jacobs or something, and be able to walk in their line or be photographed in their line. That's
uh-huh.
basically my goal, just to be with a really big agency and just be a model and do what I love and get paid for it.
That's the main thing, getting paid for doing something that you love, okay?
Yes.
Billboard is one thing. Magazine publications.
Yes, definitely want to do that as well. Yeah.
Give me some examples of magazines that you would just love to be in.
Oh, I mean, Vogue. I would kill to be in. I think any model would kill to be in Vogue.
Of course. Oh, my goodness. Course.
Or any Vogue, British Vogue, whatever. I mean, just any fashion magazine would be truly awesome to me, or even just the celebrity magazines, I don't know what they call them, that they sell like the checkout at Publix. If I could just
don't
be
say
one
the
of
People magazine is National Enquirer, okay?
It might be what I'm talking about, but all the famous people are in there, so maybe if I got published in there, it
was famous or. Famous or infamous.
Yes. Yeah. They're making the news.
Yeah,
somehow.
They're making the news somehow. Yes. Whether they want to or not, they're making
yes.
it.
Oh, yes.
I know you've said you've had your mom to ask questions of, and she's tried to guide you down the path.
Right.
Has it been hard for you, or has it been easy?
I thought it would be a lot harder than it is. It's pretty, I mean, I wouldn't say modeling is easy because it's not easy. It is a lot of work. After
true.
A shoot, I feel like I've done a day of like work, like my actual mm-hmm. other job.
Right.
It's exhausting. But it was something that came naturally to me. I was absolutely terrified to get behind the camera for my first like just headshots comp card shoot. But right when I got behind the camera,
why?
I was like, I don't think I'm gonna know what to do with my body. I don't know what facial expressions.
That's where the professional photographer with the model management
yes.
company guides you.
Yes, no, that's
coaches
what helped
you, okay.
me a lot too. Yeah,
right.
Is kind of just saying look over there or cross your arms,
right.
stuff like that. Because sometimes you run out of movements. Like you've only done so much, and you're like, okay, you got to give me an idea. Because
usually, if you are and I was this way. I was a staff photographer for 19 years with the agency. I knew what the owner wanted, okay? So I knew the poses he wanted. I knew the looks he wanted.
Right.
As long as I got the model to give me those looks, the rest of them was just a gravy, okay? As long as I got them, and he knew what looks the agency wanted. Plain and simple.
Right.
They know. You said it was not as hard as you thought?
No, definitely not. Once I got behind the camera, I just was just thought in my head, okay, just start moving around and make some cute faces, and it just started flowing for me. Just pose after
yeah.
pose after pose,
mm-hmm.
fix your face, all that jazz, but yeah. It just came naturally, and I thought I would need to maybe take, like, some classes or something like that. But, I mean, it came natural, luckily.
Came natural.
Yeah.
So what assignments have you been on so far?
I have done a few, like, collaboration shoots without my, going through my agency.
Okay.
I've done that car shoot I mentioned. I shot for a couture company that made their own vintage dress.
Wow.
That was super cool. I've shot with one of my favorite photographers. We did kind of like a grunge but editorial look.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, I think I actually wore this blazer and some fishnets and some penny loafers, and
okay.
it made for a really cool outfit there.
Wow.
I've been in one runway so far. It was a bridal runway. I think it was for Second Harvest Food Bank as
okay.
well. And
okay.
upcoming, I have a huge runway. It's the Couture by Tess VIP bridal runway.
Wow.
So there'll be a lot of important people there. And she's been published in British Vogue before. So very excited.
So you will
that.
Be runway model wearing wedding gowns?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. I've tried a few of them on and they are beautiful. Like I've never even thought about looking.
Wow. You were nice enough to bring some images with you for us to look at. Could you please describe what we are looking at?
Here is actually my first photo shoot with my agency. This is from my comp card, so this is a full body shot. Definitely a kind of girly grunge look at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see that you are a tattooed. So
yes.
Are you okay? Do you consider yourself more of an alternative model because of your tattoos?
Yes. My jobs that I get booked, though, aren't based on that. But
okay.
I would say that's more my style and
okay.
stuff like that.
And you have not had any issue getting jobs?
Not at all. No one's ever mentioned, hey, you need to cover up that one tattoo, or I don't want to shoot with you. I don't do tattoos with models. Even my agent, when I met with her for the first time,
yeah.
she said she loved them. So. So that is my car. That was the car shoot. We went to a car wash and shot some cool shots there. It's pretty cool. And yeah, and that came from my model closet.
Yeah.
The outfit there. That as well. I did a tunnel shoot near downtown. Just pretty cool. We went off of a shoot that he had found, I think, on Pinterest or something. The girl was wearing a coat kind of like that and smoking a cigarette. So we did about 3 outfits with that look, but that was super cool. We went in a tunnel and people were honking, honking.
Of course,
honking.
Of course.
Like, what is that going to do? You think I'm going to run in my heels down to get your number or something? Like, but yeah, that was a super fun one. That's another one from my first shoot when I obviously had opposite hair than I have now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of my headshots, first shot. This is the grunge editorial one I was talking about.
Okay, now. Grunge editorial. I'm trying to get my head around.
Yes, I don't even know if it's an actual thing.
We're going
for editorial, but he knew my look. So we threw in like some fishnets in there and some black roses to give it more of a gothic, I guess, feel. There's another one from the car shoot.
Okay, car shoot.
Seeing all my tattoos here. Yeah.
A very nice image.
Thank you.
Very nice image.
Yeah, and this would be grunge to you, yes? Okay.
Yes.
Did I get you with the gloves and the boots and the
exactly
skirt?
Exactly right.
Gotcha.
Grunge.
Yes.
I've never shot it. I've never had opportunity to. Probably I would not know how to shoot it.
I'm probably a lot of people's first with that.
Yeah. Probably are.
It's probably common.
Maddie, thank you for bringing those images, and I'm sure that everyone will enjoy viewing those images. You've got quite an impressive start that I think will only get better, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. So now, Maddie, at this time, I'm going to open the platform up to you. I'll give you a few minutes to collect your thoughts about anything that you want to bring up, talk about, to discuss, questions you may have to ask. This is your time to say, this is what Maddie Mayo feels is important to me.
You said you've heard a lot about mental health.
Yes.
Here. I'm really, really big on that.
Talk about it then.
I struggle with it myself, and I'm hoping that people are going to become more accepting of, I know people accept that people have mental illnesses, but what comes with the mental illness? People are just like, get medicated, or like, ask your partner for help, or just go get a therapist, but like, it's a lot more than that. Like, you can't control everything that comes with whatever you have going on
mm-hmm.
with yourself, so I think that's really important to kind of respect people when they need help or they need to distance people. A lot of people lose friendships over that, but I think it's most important just to take care of yourself. You just gotta put yourself first, which I struggled with a lot in my life, and I'm finally putting myself first, and I'm getting jobs, and I'm feeling better and all that, but I'd say important in modeling. Anybody, I think, could model. I think everybody is beautiful in their own way, and they could fit into whatever type of modeling. There's so many things out there nowadays. Like, I wish more people would put themselves out there if they want to, because it can be for everybody. It's not just for tall, skinny people. Like, mm-hmm. that's not... I model with girls that are almost a foot shorter than me all the time, so... I just think everybody should respect themselves and believe in themselves, for sure.
You find a genre in modeling that you feel probably suits you, and go for it.
I'd say runway, just because pretty tall.
I was talking about anybody else that wants to get into modeling.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Where should they start?
Anywhere they want to. If they feel they are good for editorial, go for it.
Yeah.
If they feel they are suited for glamour,
oh yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Maddie, is there any question that you would like to ask me now?
So I'm curious just how you created all this. Brianna sent me the Instagram, and I was like, this is so cool. I've never seen someone that does podcasts like for the modeling industry. So I just, what's the story?
Okay. I have been a staff photographer for a Nashville model agency for 19 years. And with a combination of the increase in camera prices, the increase in the photographers out there, the increase in the models that I'm going to get ridiculed for this, I'm sorry, but my opinion, there are too many models out there that are accepting poor quality images as great images, okay?
I can agree with that.
And because this is my podcast, I would say it pisses me off, okay? I have seen so many models brag on images that I look at and I'm like, so? What's so special about that? I'm old school. I mean, I'm probably twice your age, probably three times your age. I'm old school, and I still fall back on what my mentor taught me years ago, what he showed me, and I've stuck to it. I've stuck with what the agency owner told me, showed me that he wanted. Maybe my style does not go with today's, what's the right term, a millennials?
I don't even
okay.
know.
Okay. I still wanted to have a hand in helping you, the model, further your career by trying to get your name out there, by getting your images out there, by getting you possibly in touch with the photographers that can help you, okay?
Right.
I go back to the part where I cannot tell someone's personality by looking at an image on whatever
exactly.
social media.
I don't think anybody can.
By being here talking with you, girl, this is the best way to do it, all right?
Exactly.
I know that I can cut up with you, I can make you laugh, I can kid around with you, and you know I am kidding.
Yes, yeah, of course.
If we are doing a shoot, I know that we would connect intellectually, personality-wise, and that would make the shoot go a whole much better,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. It's the worst when it's awkward. It just
exactly
it doesn't
right.
work.
So by doing this podcast, it gives the photographers that are listening and watching the perfect opportunity to see your personality.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that, honestly.
I want to give you, in my mind, a better platform to introduce yourself to modeling rather than just print on social media. And what better way than doing a podcast, okay? Is it going to work? Who knows? I'm trying. I'm trying, but
it's already working. You got me here.
Well,
you got my attention.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, I just want to give you, the model and the photographers, the makeup artist, another, hopefully, a better platform to introduce themselves to one another.
There's only so much you can do with your own Instagram. So.
Right, right.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, Maddie, in closing, would you mind to share your social media handles?
Oh, yeah.
Where can people find you?
My Instagram is Maddie Mayo, but it's spelled M-A-D-D-I-3 for the E, M-A-Y-0. I have Twitter. Don't use it. So that's about it. That's all I got. But, yeah, those are my handles.
Maddie Mayo, thank you for being here. I mean, I have absolutely enjoyed sitting here talking with you.
Me as well.
You are a wonderful young lady.
Thank you.
And all the photographers out there, you need to work with this lady. I'm telling you, she is just ideal. She is fun to talk with. You cannot go wrong. Maddie, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into the Model Connection Podcast. Please like, follow, and subscribe on social media and everywhere you get your podcast. Links are in the description. Thank you and bye-bye.